Today, I'm Andrewie James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 18. Coming up, tax revenues ahead of budget for first 4 months. More roadworks coming for Barbican and beach access and management policy reviewed by Cabinet. The news in detail after the break.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harbourview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harbourview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Naja Clark, has announced that tax revenues are ahead of budget by approximately 4% for the first 4 months of the 2018-19 financial year. He says Jamaica is reaping the benefits of a transformed tax administrative service, adding that all the economic fundamentals are moving in the right direction.
There's a sense in which, you know, just increasing taxes could mask or hide inefficiencies. The fact that there are no new taxes this year, and for the first 4 months of the year, tax revenues are 4% ahead of budget, is very, very significant.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the Tax Audit and Revenue Administration Tower Postgraduate Diploma Program graduation ceremony recently. Successful completion of the 13-month course enables the participants to be appointed as tax auditors to work in any of the 5 revenue departments. To date, more than 600 persons have graduated from the program. Additional roadworks are to be undertaken on the Barbican to Arcadia Drive thoroughfare in Kingston to help improve traffic flow. Addressing a press conference at Jamaica House yesterday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the Barbican roadway is among the major thoroughfares being given special attention by the government.
There is more work still to be done on Barbican, more work to be done on what we have completed, and we will be extending the works at Barbican up to Arcadia Drive, including putting in traffic signals there, and that will make the traffic flow in that area much easier.
Work on the Barbican Road Rehabilitation Project was completed earlier this year under the Major Infrastructure Development Project, MIDP. The Economic Growth and Job Creation Committee of Cabinet has reviewed the draft of the Beach Access and Management Policy. Technical representatives from the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation presented the draft policy on September 13 during a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Andrew Holness at the Office of the Prime Minister. The draft policy outlines, among other things, the government's intention to grant public access to those recreational beaches owned, managed, or leased by public bodies. During the meeting, Prime Minister Holness highlighted the government's position that all Jamaicans must have the right to access the island's public recreational beaches. Subsequent to the presentation to the committee, the technical representatives were asked to further refine aspects of the draft policy and make a second presentation to the committee. Once approved as a green paper by Cabinet, the policy will be tabled in Parliament, then subject to public consultations. The outcomes of these consultations will inform the revision of the policy prior to its submission to Cabinet for approval as a final policy. And the government is advising manufacturers and importers of single-use shopping bags made of polyethylene that they may apply for limited exemptions from the impending ban on the items. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, says manufacturers and importers may apply to the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, for a limited exemption, allowing for the manufacture and importation of these products until January 1, 2021. The application will be considered on a case-by-case basis.
The government will explore with the Development Bank of Jamaica and the Exim Bank possible mechanisms to assist companies in reconfiguring and retooling their equipment and facilities to cleaner technologies that can facilitate material substitution by using design for environment methods towards enhancing their sustainability and profitability.
He adds that producers who use the material for the packaging of raw meat, as well as persons with disabilities and the medical sector, will be exempt from the ban. That was JIS News. I'm Andrewie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.